This week in review. The NSPCA has secured not one, but two legal wins that echo across South Africa. First, the High Court ruled decisively in favour of the NSPCA against Daybreak Foods. Despite 74 million rand in funding and opposition from Daybreak and the Public Investment Corporation, the court found that the welfare of animals was severely compromised under the collapsed management of Daybreak and upheld our authority to intervene. The ruling compels Daybreak to halt cruel culling practices, feed its animals properly, and grant our inspectors full access to their sites. Read more on our website. Meanwhile, in the Northwest Province, the SANDF will finally face prosecution for over 90 starving military horses at its Potchefstroom base. 7 years after we uncovered horses eating soil and feces to survive, the fight for justice has finally turned a corner. We also spotlight the courage of Senior Inspector Sparky Moseki, whose work in live export, wildlife trafficking and cruelty investigations shows her commitment to animals and why she refuses to give up. We also urgently need your help. After helping thousands of chickens on a Limpopo farm, Inspector Madeleine's bucky was written off in a terrifying crash. She's unharmed, but without a vehicle. We need to raise 228,000 rand to get her back on the road where she's needed most. Finally, our Animal Ethics Unit reviewed over 2,600 research protocols last year, putting the welfare of lab animals front and centre in South Africa's scientific spaces. That's this week in review. To dive deeper into these stories, visit our website and join the conversation on social media. Your support, whether by sharing, donating, or spreading awareness, helps us keep fighting. Thank you for standing with us, and see you next Sunday.